The first reading today, we hear about the just who will be able to stand with great assurance before their oppressors who set at naught their labors. And so we recognize that one of the things that is going to happen is if we're going to try to live according to the will of God, to do what's right, we are going to have people who are going to oppose us. They're going to try to undercut anything that we do. They're going to cause all kinds of problems. Sometimes it's gossip and calumny and detraction. Sometimes it's their passive-aggressive sort of stuff. They try and destroy whatever you're doing. Sometimes, whatever. Their imagination is pretty amazing how they can come up with different things. But you have to recognize this from a different perspective. Because, first of all, we hear how the oppressors are going to see and they'll be shaken with dreadful fear and amazed at the sudden and unlooked for salvation. In other words, the people who were just were just going to keep doing what they were doing. God's going to just take care of it. It's not that the just were looking for God to do something, because they were seeing it from this other perspective. And that is, what is God doing with this? Why is God allowing this? Precisely what we heard in the gospel reading today. That is, God will prune the branches that are actually bearing fruit. How does he do that? Usually by using other people. Sometimes it's health conditions and financial problems and things like that, but most of the time it's coming through other people. And even if you have health conditions and financial problems, it's still going to come from other people. Because that's the way that it's going to work. God will use these people to be able to help us to grow in holiness. And so it's one of those strange things where, again, we see that in the spiritual life, what is the reality there is 180 degrees opposite of what we have on the natural level. So the people that we would consider on the natural level to be our enemies, from a spiritual perspective, are actually among our best friends. And the people that we would consider our friends on the natural level, on a spiritual level, aren't necessarily so. Because our friends are going to support us, and they're going to tell us what we want to hear, and they'll build us up, and that's really a wonderful thing. But they're actually not helping us to grow in holiness, if that's the case. These other people who would be oppressing us, gossiping, slandering, doing whatever, tearing us down in any way that they can, they're actually causing us to grow in virtue. They're actually helping us to be able to become saints. Now, that's not the natural way of seeing things. When these people do these things, we tend to get angry and we tend to get frustrated and we try to do all whatever to counter what they're doing. But ask yourself, what are you demonstrating at that point? Exactly why God is allowing these people to do this. Because if we were surrounded just by our friends, we're not going to get angry about anything because we're with people that we agree with. We're not going to be upset. We're not going to be running around. We're not going to be saying anything because we don't have to. But when these other things happen, that's when we find out how much virtue we're lacking. And so all of a sudden we start spewing all over the place and we realize, okay, the tongue needs some taming here. We find out that we get angry and frustrated and we realize there's a lot of room for growth in meekness and in patience and charity. We try to defend ourselves and we recognize how much pride there is. Whatever you want to look at, God is going to use these things to help us to be able, number one, to see where our vices are, and number two, to be able to overcome them. And so that's why the saints would actually tell us that these people who are doing these things are our friends. They don't think that they're our friends. They don't want to be our friends. And it's not like we're going to be hanging around with them as friends would. But what the saints are looking at is that these are the ones who are helping us to grow. They're the ones, more than anyone, who are helping us to become saints. And if that's what we desire, is to grow in holiness, then he's giving us that opportunity through these people. It's the very means by which he's pruning us. Now, if we could look at it and say, well, if God came down with some pruning shears and was clipping things off, we could look at that and go, yeah, that's the Lord at work. That's okay. We can handle that. Yeah, it kind of hurts, but that's okay. Instead, God uses people to do this and circumstances. And we don't see that these are the very pruning shears that God's using, and therefore we get upset. So we have to be able to learn to look beyond just what's on the natural level and ask ourselves, what is God doing here? What work is he doing in me through this person? Why is he allowing this to happen? Because really think about it, what do most of us do? If we bring it to prayer at all, it's we pray that this person will go away. We pray that they'll stop. We pray that they'll cease and desist. God's going to allow that person to stay there until we have gained the most from them that we can. So then we look at just how much we need to grow, and we can almost panic because then we realize how long that person's going to be hanging around. And if that person isn't, it'll be somebody else. You know, it's an amazing thing how that works. You know, this person finally moves away or whatever, and we go, oh. And then God brings somebody else right in, picks up where they left off. It happens all the time. So the real thing that we have to look at is what God is doing. Rather than getting frustrated, rather than getting upset, rather than pointing a finger at the other person, yes, what they're doing may be completely wrong and unjust and uncharitable or whatever it may be. But if we can see what God is doing, then we can cooperate. Then we can even rejoice in it. That, again, doesn't come naturally. I can tell you from experience that if you have somebody who's gossiping about you or whatever, and you run around and try and put out the fire, all it does is you stomp on the one fire and it sends little sparks all over the place and starts a whole bunch of others. Just let it burn out. Live your life. Live a life of virtue eventually, and it may take a while. Eventually, people are going to look at you and they're going to say, here's what I see and here's what I hear. And what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing do not work together. Eventually, they'll have to recognize what I'm seeing is the truth, what I'm hearing is a lie. It may take 2 or 3 years for that to happen. In the meantime, you're getting dragged through the mud. In the meantime, you're getting beat up and so on. That's because that's what we need. We don't think we need that. God does. He wants us pruned. He wants us bearing more fruit. And our anger, our frustration, our pride, our lack of charity, our impatience, whatever, it gets in the way of bearing fruit. That's why he allows all these things. And again, if we could just learn the lesson. If this happened once and we learned the lesson, boy, would that be nice. If you're like me, yeah, it's going to happen over and over and over and over and over and over again because we don't learn the lesson very quickly or very easily. So it's a matter of looking at it from that divine point of view, from the spiritual point of view. Yes, what's happening on the natural level may indeed, as I said, be completely unjust. It may be false. It may be rotten. Maybe uncharitable, whatever. And then we get angry. Look at it from the spiritual point of view and look at what's coming out and recognize, therefore, what God is doing. And when we do that, we can praise him because he is making us saints. This is the unlooked-for salvation. Suddenly, he raises us up above it, doesn't bother us anymore. We can be at peace because we can stand with assurance before our oppressors because we know that what we're trying to do is right. And that we handled the oppression even with grace and charity. That's what we're striving for. If you've gotten there, praise the Lord. If you're like me, yeah, there's a whole lot more coming because we know we haven't gotten there. So try to look at it from that spiritual perspective. See it as God is seeing us, and therefore see what he's doing, pruning us to bear more fruit.